Audio file lesson 38, Elijah and the widow, the message. God wonderfully provides and cares for us when we trust in him. The Bible text, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. The story. For a very long time, there was no rain, which caused a great drought. Food was difficult to find. God instructed Elijah to go to Zarephath. When he arrived at the city gate, there was a woman gathering sticks. Elijah asked the woman, "Please, bring me some water to drink." The woman went away. Elijah called after her, "Could I have a little bread as well, please?" The woman said to him, "I do not have any bread. Just a handful of flour in my pot and a little oil in a jug. I have gathered some wood. I am going home to prepare something to eat for my son and me. I will use the flour and oil that is left. Then we will die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make something for me. Then you can make something for yourself and your son." God promises you that the flour in your pot shall never be used up, and the jug of oil will never be empty until the Lord allows it to rain again. She did as Elijah asked of her, and Elijah, the widow, and her son had something to eat every day. As long as the drought lasted, there was always flour in the pot, and the jug of oil was never empty, just as God has promised. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children, then discuss with them what they see. Also ask what they may feel, and then let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress, and additional materials like boxes with flour, salt, oil, etc., etc. Now, discuss with the children. How does Elijah feel as he enters the city? Suggested answer is, he is tired and hungry. How does the widow feel when Elijah approaches her? Suggested answer is, she and her son are going to die. Now, in real life application, explain this to the children. Elijah trusted God would provide for him. The widow trusted Elijah. When we fully trust God and give to him first, he will provide and care for us. Now, repeat the message. God wonderfully provides and cares for us when we trust in him.